Azir had watched for an opening as they circled. When he saw one, he feinted high and lunged in low, thinking to take Wrath down, where Zirid's size would give him the advantage. Wrath sprawled to avoid the takedown, but Zirid used his weight to drive him up against the bulkhead. Wrath threw a short elbow, grazing Zirid's head, another catching him on the cheek. Grunting, Zirid pushed himself away from the smaller man to get some room to work. When he had it, still holding Wrath's arms, he put a knee into his abdomen. Another! Another! Wrath grunted, turned his body to keep his hips in the way. Wrath's fingers slid up Zirid's shoulder to his face, toward his eyes. Zirid shook his head, but Wrath's fingers found the sockets, started to burrow. Zirid shoved him away and backed off, blinking, covering his retreat with a front kick. Wrath lunged at him, seized him around the thighs, lifted him off the ground, and threw him back down. Zirid's head hit the deck hard, and he saw stars. Wrath squirmed atop him, fast, elusive, his arms and legs everywhere, wrapping Zirid up. Soon he had his body atop Zirid, elbows and fists poured down, one after another. Zirid took a blow to the cheek, the temple, another to the cheek, the top of his head. The last opened him up, and blood ran warm and slick down his pate, smeared his face, darkened Wrath's elbow. Desperate, he reached for Wrath's arms, but the man was too fast, and the blood made his skin slick, more difficult to get a grip. Zirid wrapped his arms around Wrath's back, pulled him close to disallow him the room he needed to ply his elbows. And then, Wrath made a mistake. Trying to pull himself back up to loose more elbows, he put his face above Zirid's with only a few centimeters between them. Zirid threw his head up and slammed his brow into Wrath's already broken nose. Wrath cried out in pain, instinctively recoiled. Taking advantage of the opportunity, Zirid seized one of Wrath's wrists, rolled him over, threw his legs on either side of Wrath's shoulder, extended Wrath's arm, then extended his own body to lever the arm at the elbow. Wrath screamed as the hyperextension turned into an audible break. The arm went loose in Zirid's grasp. The joint shattered. He released Wrath's elbow, rolled and bounded to his feet. Wrath, his face twisted in pain, crawled for where the E9 had disappeared under a crate. Zirid cut him off, picked him off the floor, and shoved him hard toward the bulkhead. Wrath careened into the metal wall, off kilter. He tried to catch himself with his broken arm, but it just hung limp from the joint, and he caught the side of his head flush. His eyes rolled, and he went down in a heap. Zirid jumped atop him, punched him square in the eye, thinking he was only stunned. But the man stayed limp beneath him. Blood dripped from Zirid's head onto Wrath's face. Gasping, Zirid checked Wrath's pulse. Still alive. All at once, the adrenaline that had fueled him during the combat drained out of him. His entire body ached. His breath came ragged, and he had no strength. Stabs of pain in his face and head echoed each beat of his heart. The entire fight had taken maybe 40 seconds. He felt as if he'd been beaten for hours. He stared down at Wrath, wondering what to do with him. He searched the man's pants, jacket, coat. He found several IDs and other personal items. He also found flex binders. He flipped Wrath over and pulled his arms behind him. He felt the bones in the broken arm grind together, and Wrath groaned.
"Sorry," Zirid said.
There was nothing he could do about the arm.